Welcome to the Love Ultra Radio, the Love Ultra Mix Show, the Modern Mix Show. I am the host. I am the DJ. I am Ja Prince. And today's our guest is Vice Soletric. So welcome to Love Ultra Radio, brother.
What's up? What's up, man? I'm happy to be here. Honored to be here.
That's a good look. It's a good look. Now, iLex has been scouring the internet. We've been downloading a lot of mixes and albums. And for some reason, looks like you have an impressive catalog of work that's out there. And you work with a lot of different people from different levels and different areas in the industry. Out of all your projects, which is the favorite that you have released to tell our audience?
That's a good question, man. I'm gonna try to not be as cliche as possible. I'm gonna go with my latest artist project is a project by the name of The Reality of All People. I released it around this time last year. It was completely produced. It was the first project, I think maybe my favorite, because it was the first project where I actually didn't produce any beats on it. I gave all the production duties to someone else, and that's DJ Flash, who's actually the official tour DJ for Little Brother, if you're not familiar with him. Very dope producer out of Carolina. And he's actually originally from Ohio, where I'm from. And we put that out last year. It was very well received. Put out a few videos for it. So I would say that project, the Reality of All People.
I like it. And like you say, this word collaboration, not too many people either have the opportunity. Maybe their money ain't together. Maybe they didn't reach a certain level. How did you find him, or how did he find you?
You know, it's crazy, man, because I actually met him years ago at a tour stop for Little Brother when they came through at Cleveland. And the only reason why I approached him is because I noticed he was wearing an Indians hat. And so I'm like, what's up with the Indians hat, man? He's like, I'm from here. I'm like, really? So he's actually from Sandusky, Ohio. I'm not sure if you ever heard of that town, but it's like in Western Ohio. And I live in between Sandusky and Cleveland. And so we just sort of kicked it off from there. We always had kept in touch. That was years ago. And we had always kept in touch. And, you know, we just, you know, sometimes you just find people in the industry or in the game that you just have a natural common respect for. And I think that's something that we've always had. So when it came down to doing the project, we actually put it together. You know, it released right after COVID hit. We had a lot of downtime, so he's like, you know, let's go ahead and do it. So that's basically how it came together. He sent me the beats. I recorded everything. We put it out. People love it. We're actually working on some new music as well together.
I like it. Like you said, not just because of the pandemic, but the opportunity to work with somebody directly, you know, production to the MC. It's nice to find somebody that you can work with. And it's not just MC means move the crowd, because obviously during the pandemic, we got too much of a crowd. But how much is it important to you that as an MC that you got to use this platform in this quiet time to kind of build with people and talk about some social things?
Yeah. I mean, it's a gift and a curse with what happened. But, you know, it gave so many of us an opportunity to really dig deeper in our creativity. It gave us a lot of opportunity to be more creative with our creativity, if that makes sense, and to give people a little bit more and to talk about things that we, you know, that would help people out and would affect change and would help people out during this time. Everybody went through somewhat of a depressive time over the last year. So, you know, a lot of the music that came out reflected that in a positive and a negative way. I hope that my music, you know, reflected that in a positive way, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely wide open for artists to do things and go outside of the box of the norm, the way they promote their music and even the way they release it. So, you know, I actually enjoyed it, because the thing about it is that I don't think I would have ended up releasing that album when I did if it wasn't for that, because I'm so involved in so many different things. So it's just crazy how it came together.
Yeah, a lot of different options have been out on the table. And especially, we're broadcasting from ATL Love Ultra Radio. Salute one more time to iLex, myself, Ja Prince, Select the Princess, everybody that's contributing. Because we are in the home of trap music, and we love it on the weekends. But your trap is a little different. Where did the trap come from?
You know what? It's like I always like to take things and put a different twist on it. So, like, the reality of all people, and I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't mention that before, but it is an acronym that I play on, the reality of all people, or TRAP. And I think it's more of something, and I actually have a spoken word on there that sort of digs into it a little bit deeper. But it's basically saying that we're all in the same situation. We're all under the same dome. We're all in the same trap. We're dealing with the same problems, the same issues, the same pitfalls, the same greed, the same evil, everything. So it's like we're all together, even though COVID, and during that time we still had Trump was the president, so there was a lot of even more divisiveness going on, you know, in society. So it was basically saying that we're different, but we're all in the same situation whether we like it or not. So that's where TRAP came from, and obviously my music is straight boom bap, and DJ Flash is straight boom bap. So, you know, it may have took some people to actually listen to the music to realize that I wasn't making trap music, but I always like to put a different twist on things and make people think differently.
I like it. I like it. Be the MC. Try a little harder. Go down. Go get a little harder with the pen game. There's certain things that we've learned about in this music industry also, because it is a business. And A, maybe keep your day job. B, give them half the credit, you know, when you're doing the split sheet. What did you learn in the music industry or after releasing several projects that you might even want to tell some other people who are just getting into it?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, when you go into this, you know, you go into it for different reasons. And if you're going into it as an artist, you can go into this game as an artist and just put out music for the love of it and not make a whole bunch of money. If you want to get into this game and quote unquote blow up and get signed or whatever, you have to realize if you're trying to do that, then there's certain steps you have to take. You have to definitely treat yourself as a complete business entity, you know, whether it's business, whether it's music or not. You are a business, and a lot of people, they don't go into it, they tiptoe into it. As far as another thing that I've learned is that, you know, when you make music, especially now with so much music coming out, so many different artists and how saturated it is, music is pretty much timeless. So if you put music out, don't be afraid to promote something that you put out years ago and put it out now. People are still discovering you. I put out an album in 2016 called Vice for President 2. It's probably my most known album because of the features I have on there. And I still, you know, push that to this day, and people are still discovering that to this day. So that's one thing I see too many artists do. They put out great music, they put a lot of time and effort into something. If it doesn't quote unquote blow like they want it to blow, then they just sort of push it under the rug. Keep on pushing your music, keep on, you know, introducing your music to new fans. So those are a couple of things I definitely, you know,
I like it. And like you said, having an opportunity to go to a different studio, maybe invite some of these artists to your studio in your country, in your state. Is it okay for somebody to say, well, I wonder who you haven't worked with? So Vice Soletric, who are you probably looking for? Did you want to drop a name? But who would you like to work with moving forward now that pandemic is, you know, moving on?
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. There's really a couple guys that I would really, really like to work with that I think that I can make something really dope with. And I've actually spoken to a couple of them about it, so it may be a possibility. I really want to work with RJ Payne, MC out of Pennsylvania, ridiculous MC. He may just dust me on the track because he's just that raw. but I've been on some tracks with some beats, so and I believe I've held my own. But I would love to do a track with him. I've actually spoken to him about that. We'll see what happens. I want to work with Elzai, and I'd like to work with Fonte from Little Brother. I would love to work with him just because of his diverse style and, you know. So, yeah, I really want to work with people who are super, super talented. It's not even about necessarily the name, the fame, having number one singles. Right. I just like making good music and people that, you know, that I think I could vibe with musically.
I might have to put it out there. I don't know. You might get Fonte singing. You might get Fonte rapping. I don't know.
It's all good because I'll take a little hook. I'll take a singing hook or whatever he's willing to give me. But yeah, no, just dope cats. Just cats that I have a high level of respect for, because right now where I'm at in the game, I'm passion driven. So it's all about putting out the best possible project, the best possible music that is going to be timeless. Like I said, and you know,
I like it. So Electric, Vice Electric is on with us right now, Love Ultra Radio. And that means we got to ask him some tough questions, right? This is the hip hop that we love. The man said he don't leave the boom back. So we got to look at hip hop. There's other people looking from the outside. They're entitled to it. They just started listening to it on, you know, Sirius Radio and satellite and streaming services. And they have an opinion about hip hop. And they're entitled to their opinion. But you work in hip hop. You live hip hop. But we got to give hip hop a grade. In your opinion, A for good, F for kind of bad or worse, what is the grade that you give hip hop?
That's a great question, man. And I'm going to say right now, I'm going to give hip hop, I'm going to be a little bit positive and give hip hop a B minus. Because I've always felt that in the current state of music right now, that R&B is just like killing hip hop. Like you get, you get pure, brand new, unadulterated, pure R&B. And it gets praise on all levels, the radio, everything. But it seems like when it comes to hip hop, on a universal level, it's still pigeonholed to a certain sound. And it's sad because there's people all over the world that like all type of hip hop. And I don't hate on any style. Just because I do mine, I don't hate on anything. I listen to just about everything, you know, and I think there's a time and a place for every different style of hip hop. So I'm not here to hate on anybody. I think overall, the reason why I wouldn't give it an A is because there are so many subgenres of hip hop that are still considered underrated or underground or sort of pushed to the side because it isn't on top 40 radio. And that's whack because, I mean, you know, you got the internet now. You don't even need the radio. So
B minus it is right there. Have you ever thought of what is that one surprising accomplishment that hip hop has done? Like you've been growing up and you're like, wow, hip hop is here. Hip hop is playing here. Hip hop is displayed on television here. What's that one accomplishment for hip hop that you'd be like, you know what? Hip hop actually did good because it was.
I think I'm going to go general with it. I can't really think of one particular, but I just think that the influence that hip hop has in just pop culture, period. I mean, hip hop is pretty much pop at this point. There's really no arena, there's no industry, there's nothing that isn't benefiting off of hip hop in some way, shape, or form. I was tripping during the Christmas season when these commercials were coming on left and right, and I noticed Walmart was using a Mary J. Blige beat, and then Target was like using like an A-Marie beat or something like that. And I'm like you know, it's crazy. And look who they're marketing to. So right. I just think that just overall hip hop has just permeated everything. Like it's no longer something that they wonder if it's gonna stick around. I mean, it's. It's crazy. It's evolved. It's really evolved to something incredible. I'll say this. You made me think of something because I was trying to think of something definitive. The musical Hamilton. I think that's ridiculous. That there was a Broadway. Well, not ridiculous, but I just think that's incredible. That there was a Broadway musical that the basis of it obviously was hip hop, and they were able to pull it off and pretty much respect the art form, and and take it there. So it's just the beginning. There's just so many things that can be done with it.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that. And Hamilton is a very good example of smashing records and completely unconventional for them to see it being displayed and rhymed. We're like, it's a rhyme. You know what I'm saying? It's a rhyme. What's so crazy about that? So he's our special guest right now. This is only our Truversation. Number one, there's always a time that we have to ask, maybe there's something going on in your community. There's a community organization, some foundation, something that once you have a platform, you're like, you know what, y'all should really, you know, look at giving back to this or, you know, doing some research. And if you got an extra dollar, donate it here. So is there any charity or foundation that you might want to highlight speaking to our audience?
I'm sure there's actually a charity that my wife works directly with. They go by the name of Gold Diggers, and that's not gold like gold. It's gold like a soccer goal. And pretty much they're a group of women in the community that work directly in different avenues with young children, with the sick, with homeless. They do whatever they can in times of need in the Midwestern Ohio community. So directly here, that's who I, you know, that's who I support. That's who I work with. And on maybe a larger scale, I don't know. I've always had sort of a sensitivity for heart disease as well as cancer. So any charity that has to do with heart disease or cancer, we support those, because my father, he passed away from heart disease, and my mother-in-law, she passed away from cancer. So those two things are very important to us as well.
I like it. How do people get in touch with you, and how do they support you?
How do they support me, man? Well, my thing is LCS. I'm always shouting out LCS. Like, comment, or share. And then you can throw in subscribe on there too. Throw another S on there. But no, pretty much everywhere you can find me, it's Vice, V-I-C-E. Soletric is S-O-U-L-E-T-R-I-C. That's Instagram, Facebook, United Grind. This is my crew right here. I'm rocking United Grind. That's the wrong arm. That's the movement. That's my click. So you can follow anything United Grind as well. We got a lot of things in the works. We have a compilation album in the works. We got new projects in the works. So definitely, and all of our videos are on YouTube, on the United Grind YouTube. So anything as far as, like I said, like, comment, share. Now, the other thing too is, you see in the background, I got an instrumental album out. It's called Passion Speaks Louder Than Words. I don't know if you was going to get to that or not, but definitely right now, you can go to soletric.com, cop that, stream that. I got the merch. I got everything up there. So that's everything you can do to help a brother out.
That's what we support right there. Support from the soul. You know what I'm saying? And we really mean support. Like, you ain't got to say it. I'm saying it. Support from the soul. Anybody out there who's doing good, and obviously gets on our radar here, Love Ultra Radio, the podcast. They can find it on Pandora, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. YouTube is where we're streaming right now. So just like he said, you could like, comment, and subscribe right here for Love Ultra Radio. Right before we let anybody move forward, there's always something you like. You might like the Knicks. You might like the Hawks. And you might like the Lakers. But there's something out there in the world that you love ultra. What is it that you, Vice Soletric, what do you love ultra?
Oh, man. I love my hometown. I love Ohio. I love the Midwest. I love where I'm from. It's always been a mission of mine. Everywhere I go, I always got to represent in some way, shape, or form, because everybody thinks the only MCs to ever come out of here is Bone. Like, that's the only thing they know. You know what I'm saying? He's like, right. So, no, I love Ohio. I love all our sports teams. I'm huge Browns fan. I'm still a Cavs fan, believe it or not. Still a LeBron fan. He's Ohio. No matter where he's at, he's Ohio, man. So I'm just like, you know, a hometown cat that just really likes to support where I'm from and help put us on the map.
That's what's up. Keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to bring you back for Truversation number 2 right here on Love Ultra Radio.